Chapter 31. Once more during this trip, Decker found himself on the sand. Roe had taken off her shoes. Decker had stuffed his socks in his coat pocket. He towered over her, as he did most people. They walked in silence for a minute or so, until she stopped and looked toward the water.
It was out there, somewhere.
You never said how your father died.
I didn't, did I?
Look, it's no business of mine.
I didn't bring you out here because it was no business of yours.
He looked out to the horizon. Okay, I'm listening.
I think he went out to fish. My father loved deep-sea fishing.
Was he alone?
I don't know.
How could you not know?
Well, no one went out with him, at least that I know of. But that doesn't mean he was alone.
Anyone reported missing other than him?
Not that I know of.
Well, if someone was with him, wouldn't they have come back and told you what happened?
No one came back. The boat disappeared. They never found any bodies. They never found the cause of what had happened.
You mean no debris, no oil slick to show if the boat went down?
They did a brief search of the area where they thought he might have been, but they did no underwater search because there was no evidence that the boat sank. And it's a huge area. And unlike a plane, which has to file a flight plan, you don't have to file a plan for your boat trip. The regular fishing charters go to the same areas, but that didn't apply to my father, of course.
Who reported him missing, then?
A friend of his, who often went fishing with him. No one realized my father had not come back until the next day. He went out on a Saturday, and no one noticed his boat was missing from its slip until later in the day on Sunday. Then, as I said, they sent a search team out to where they thought he might have been. They found nothing. But he might not have stayed in that location. The water is very deep out there. During the time he was gone, the boat could have sunk. But as I said, they found no evidence of that.
Then how do you know he died?
Because I've heard nothing from him for 3 years. If he was alive, he would have contacted me. He has to be dead. My father would not leave me in limbo.
Are there pirates out there? Asked Decker.
There are smugglers, and he might have run into something like that. I had an investigation done along those lines, and it got nowhere.
She turned to Decker.
Which is why the Slovakian money found at the crime scene has me concerned.
Because it might somehow connect to your father's disappearance?
And it might help explain what happened to him. After 3 years.
She stopped and turned to him.
Because I have to know, Mr. Decker.
You have a company specializing in investigating just this sort of thing, Ms. Roe.
Please call me Casimira. And yes, I know that, but much of our work is protection. While we do have investigators, I would like a fresh pair of eyes on this, an outsider. And my people have had a shot at solving it over the last 3 years. They've come up with nothing.
I already have a job, countered Decker.
With this latest revelation about the money, you may not have a choice. I think somehow the murders of Draymond and the judge might be connected to my father's disappearance.
Decker looked down at his white, wrinkled toes.
That's an interesting theory.
Which might be proved correct or not, but you can't discount it. Not yet.
He glanced up to see a set of pleading eyes on him.
No, you're right. I can't. Yet.
So you will look into it?
I follow the evidence where it takes me, and if it takes me in the direction of what happened to your father, that's where I'll go to.
Thank you, Mr. Decker. Thank you.
They walked back to her apartment after rinsing off their feet, and Decker put on his socks and shoes. She held out a file.
This is everything I have on my father's disappearance.
Decker took it and said,
Your father was a child when he left Czechoslovakia.
Yes, that's right.
So he personally couldn't have had enemies when he left there. What about the rest of his family?
He rarely spoke about them other than to say they were simple farmers.
Did you know your grandparents? Were they politically connected or wealthy? Were they with the KGB and the Soviets were pissed they fled the country with maybe a bunch of nuclear weapons secrets?
They died before I was born, so I never met them. But I've seen pictures, though. They were simple farmers. They would have meant nothing to the Soviet leadership.
Decker glanced at the file.
So, other things being equal, it was probably your father's enemies in this country that made him disappear.
But the Slovakian money?
That could mean any number of things, Casimira. But what I could use from you is a background file on Draymond and Lancer. What they did before coming to Gamma, that sort of thing. Think you can provide that without making us go to court?
I think I can manage that.
Send it to Agent Andrews so he won't feel left out.
But there's something else you need to know. My father was terminally ill. He had only months to live. I think that's why he wanted to go out on his boat. Maybe one last time.
Decker stared pointedly at her.
Do you think that's important?
She said.
I think everything in a case is important until it's proven conclusively not to be.
So you'll let me know what you find out?
I'll let you know what I can, but I will not tell you anything that will jeopardize my investigation, like someone else already did about the Slovakian money. He held up the file. And just so we're crystal clear, despite this, I haven't ruled you out as a suspect.
He turned and left Casimira Rowe and her chic Miami Beach condo in the sky.